14th Perek of Zvochim, 2nd Mishnah. Haroiveya vanilva, an animal that had relations with a human being. Vamukse, set aside for Avodah Zarah. Vanevin was worshipped at Avodah Zarah. Vesnan was given in exchange for the services of a prostitute. Vamechir, something was given in exchange for a dog. Vakilayim, an offspring of two different types of species, of a goat and a sheep. Atreif, an animal that has something missing in it that causes him to die. Vayeti doifen, an animal that is not born in natural birth. It was a cesarean section. All these are possible korbanos, and therefore hikirim b'chutz poter, because it was something that was possible b'chal to be a korban. Shenema lifnei mishkan Hashem kol she'ena roi lifnei mishkan Hashem in chayavim alav. Anything which cannot be brought into the base of mikdash, if you bring it outside of the base of mikdash and shecht it there or sacrifice it there, you will be potter. Bali mumin, if it only has a mum, that's the reason why it's possible. Bein bali mumin kavuim, bein bali mumin oivim. That whether it's a permanent or a temporary mum, shekriv b'chutz potter. The Tanakam says a potter because the ma'isa you cannot bring it as a korban, so it's possible to be a korban. Rav Shimon oivim. Bali mumin kvuyim potter. If it's a permanent mum, then you potter. Bali mumin oivrim. Oivim b'leisa say. He says it's only oivim b'leisa say. As I said, that you are an oivim b'leisa say, since they can be brought later as a korban when the mum goes away. Yeah. It says alav. L'isasin kecholah shenachno oisim po hayom. You should not do that which we do in the base of mikdash, outside of the base of mikdash. But it's not Kores, because presently it's a possible korban. It's not really Pesach Oil Moed. Well, sorry, it's not really for Lifnei Mishkan Hashem. It's not really to be born in the base of Mikdash. Toirim shalagi ezmanem, bnei yoyne shav ezmanem. Birds that the time did not yet come, bnei yoyne shav ezmanem, shekriven b'chutz potem. Rav Shimonoim, bnei yoyne shav ezmanem potem. Toirim shalagi ezmanem, b'leisa say. Toirim, that these are the older birds that it's before their time, or younger birds which the time passed, you are potter. Why? Because once again, it's a korban which is not in the right age to be brought as a korban. Reb Shimonai b'nei yoyne shav ezmanem potter. He says if b'nei yoyne that are too old, they are potter, because also they were at one point of time. Sorry, the bnei yoyne shav ezmanem. If the bnei yoyne passed the time, so they'll never be kosher because they're already too old. The term shalogi ezmanem, the older birds that are just still too young, then that's b'leis say, like I said before, that since something that can be brought korban later on, there's no kares, but there is a b'leis say. Ois ves benoi umachus ezman poter. If it's ois ves benoi, you can shecht the mother, and now you want to shecht the offspring outside of the base of mikdash, it's a korban. You're potter, because once again, it's a korban which is possible to bring today. Tomorrow will be kosher, because you can bring the mother today and the offspring tomorrow, but you can't bring the two of them the same day. And mechuz ezman is also a korban which, because the person is tummy, he cannot yet bring his korban, but eventually will be able to bring the korban, or it's too young, whatever. This is similar to the previous cases that Rav Shimon Oimer raised the beliefs and say, since it will be kosher eventually, if you bring it today, even though it's possible, you don't get karas, but you get a leisa say. Shrei b'shem enoyim, kol shuroi lofi lach asman, hareza b'leisa say, v'ein bo karas. Anything you could eventually bring, as a lav, no karas, v'cham b'ayim kol, shem bo karas, ein bo leisa say. Chom say, anything that doesn't have karas, doesn't have a leisa say.